Aimé Césaire reminds us why Western powers accept the genocide committed in Gaza. As Israel's attacks on Gaza continue, killing over 5,700 Palestinians, the West hasn't ceased its support of the genocide. Aimé Césaire reminds us that this is accepted due to the dehumanization of non-white people, writes Simon Rodriguez Porras. At the end of the afternoon, the heat caused a light mist to arise. It was the blood of the 5,000 victims, the ghost of the city, evaporating in the setting sun. Aimé Césaire, over 2 weeks have passed since the beginning of Israel's bombardment of Gaza, and the cutting off of water and electricity, of no food or medicine entering the world's largest concentration camp. Faced with the depletion of water, thousands of people have to drink seawater or contaminated water. Between lethal bombings, the destruction of hospitals, and a slow torture by starvation and thirst, almost half of the 2.3 million people in Gaza have already been forcibly displaced. The Zionist armed forces also bombed the Al-Ahli hospital, killing hundreds of refugees in a single brutal blow. The colonial power has ordered the eviction of the entire northern Gaza Strip, bombs those who try to go to the south, and also bombs the south. Civilian casualties are more than 6,500 and keep rising. In the West Bank, over 100 Palestinians have been killed and hundreds arbitrarily detained. Aimé Césaire's writing seems to speak to us today about UN officials, liberal TV anchors and newspaper editors, imperialist politicians and reformist bureaucrats, whose pseudo-humanism is narrow and fragmentary, incomplete and biased and, all things considered, sordidly racist. Historian Raz Siegel, who specializes in genocide and Holocaust studies, has written that this is a textbook case of genocide. Both the measures taken by the Israeli regime and the rhetoric of its officials correspond strongly to the legal definitions of genocide adopted by the UN. Defense Minister Yoav Gallant has effectively proposed a genocidal program. No electricity, no food, no water, no fuel. Everything is closed. We are fighting human animals, and we will act accordingly. Yet, why isn't the world listening? But the world does hear and understand the meaning of Israeli actions and threats. The governments of the US, France, Italy, Germany, and the UK are consciously supporting war crimes, providing Israel with all possible military, economic, and political resources. This naked fascism that outrages the world, driving thousands of people in dozens of countries to take to the streets, has the endorsement the liberal and democratic press of Europe and the US. Indeed, the media helps to create the political atmosphere favorable for the collective punishments inflicted by Israel on the Palestinians. But that's not all. In France, Macron initially banned marches in support of Palestine immediately after the 7th of October. This has now been lifted, and, because of that peculiar obsession of French imperialism with the regulation of clothing, prohibited wearing the keffiyeh. The Interior Minister also launched an investigation against the new anti-capitalist party for a statement in support of the Palestinian resistance and foisted alleged anti-Semitism on the France Unbowed party. In the United Kingdom, the Palestinian flag will be considered suspicious on a more or less discretionary basis, and in Australia it has been announced that police can arbitrarily stop and search people attending marches in support of Palestine. Measures against solidarity with Palestine were also adopted in Austria and Germany as part of this anti-democratic wave, in the context of growing popular support for the Palestinian cause in Europe. The current offensive comes on the heels of decades of apartheid and ethnic cleansing and over 16 years of blockade against Gaza, a policy characterized as incremental genocide by Jewish historian Ilan Pappe. Economist Sarah Roy coined the term de-development to describe the process of destruction of Gaza's economy by the occupation regime 2 decades before its blockade, and in 2016 posited that the territory had been re-engineered into an isolated and disposable enclave. It is in effect an open-air prison in which more than 80% of the population lives in poverty and 60% suffers from food insecurity. That was before October. Before the walls of that prison were demolished by force, dozens of peaceful marches took place between 2018 and 2019, repressed by Israeli snipers. After 60 Palestinians were massacred and more than 1,700 wounded in a single day. Just as the 1960 Sharpeville massacre prompted the Mississippi legislature to issue a statement of solidarity with the racist South African government, some 400 members of the U.S. House of Representatives sponsored a draft resolution in support of Israel in the midst of the current genocidal offensive. It's only